It's gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Good morning. How are you doing this morning? It is the Joe and Alex Show, Radio Now. What? I don't hear anything. What's that? Oh, it's a Monday Music Marathon. Yeah.
Ow!
You need that. You know what I mean? Mondays can be hard. You got the Sunday scaries and all that crap. Well, we take care of it for you. Good morning. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram. The Joe and Alex Show is at Joe and Alex Show. You'll find me, Alex, producer Porkchop, Live the Web Girl. I think my dogs, Benny and Paddington, were following them, too. I don't know who followed them, but, you know.
Was it you? It
must have been Alex. Alex, you probably followed my dogs, right?
Oh, yes. You already know not.
Okay. Well, good morning to you, sweetie pea. How are you doing?
I'm good. I don't follow dogs just because I'm not a dog person, so I don't follow any dog Instagrams.
So cute,
no
though.
Offense. But I did something over the weekend, and I'm still a little bit peeved that producer Porkchop did not respond to my text message.
Wait, what?
I went to the mall two different times, getting all the presents for you, Joe, because you have a birthday and Christmas coming up.
7 days from now.
For Live the Web Girls, Christmas, and our boss. And I asked producer Porkchop, I don't know, every single thing like I've ever asked him about himself, he always has a very generic answer. Like, what's your favorite food? Oh, I like everything. What's your favorite color? I like everything. I'm like, that doesn't help me when I'm Christmas shopping. I need you to tell me specifically. I love games. I love anything with cats on it. I don't know. But I need ideas from you. You're the only person on our staff I didn't get a present for yet.
So now that you mention it, I think I do remember you asking, but I'm pretty sure right after you asked, you came with like two other questions, and I kind of forgot about it.
That's just my texting style. You got to get used to that, boo-boo.
It's like a machine gun. That's
how I text. Every time I have a thought, I just text a separate thing. So you need to
make sure you're
working on that for me.
Wait, don't you think you should ask Chase?
I don't have his number. I don't have your boyfriend's number.
Chase is Porkchop's boyfriend, by the way.
Yeah, like, I mean, I feel like, I don't know. You don't ask the person, hey, what should I get you? You should ask my significant
other. Yes, I didn't say, what do I get you? But you have to give me, like, hey, these are like, you know, like, I love sloths. I love Taylor Swift. Like, people know things about me, so it's easy to present shop for me. I'm just saying that is
your homework. Like, I
wouldn't
get Alex a gift card to a pizza place. I know she does not like pizza.
Yeah, I love chicken nuggets. So, like, what I'm saying is, that's your homework. At the end of the day, I need you to give me an idea of a few, you know, 3 to 5 things that you enjoy. So that I know what to get you.
Okay. Okay. I'll give Chase your number so he can text you. Anyways, my weekend. Ah, speaking of Chase, this is terrible. I went to visit him at Applebee's yesterday where he works, and I went and sat at the bar. I was probably there for an hour and a half just watching football. He comes up to me after, and he says, by the way, I think it's a little weird that you're here. It's kind of creepy. I'm like, what? And I was like, fine. I won't come in anymore.
Oh, man.
Like, I literally just came in to, like, you know, have some nachos, have a beer, watch football. Like, I wasn't even facing in the area of his, like, section, so I wasn't even watching him. And I was like, okay, fine. Like, do you think I'm in the wrong? Did it seem like I was stalking?
No, this is just another example about how I don't think Chase loves you, but I don't think your boyfriend Chase wants to be seen with you.
Yeah, something is going on. This, with the combination of never ever in your
never post a
like,
picture of you.
Decade together posting a picture with you, it's all coming together.
Are you saying I'm weird and ugly?
Live the
no.
web girl. Do you agree?
Okay, here's what I think. I don't think it's creepy that you went to his work. I used to work in a restaurant, and people did that all the time. That's not creepy and weird. I think he is just young and maybe a little immature, and I think that's where it's coming from.
Like,
I don't think anything weird's going on behind the scenes. I don't think anything like that. I just think that maybe he's a little immature.
He's the same age as you, so does that mean you're weird and immature?
No, well, so I'm definitely weird, but I feel like I'm very, you guys are going to laugh at this and not believe me, I'm very mature for my age.
Oh, I guess.
How old are you, 6?
No, I am very mature for my age.
Anyways. I think you act your age. I don't know that I would say you're more mature or less mature.
I think she acts younger than her age.
No, I think she acts her age.
Okay, we're not going to get into this. But this weekend was good. I went down to where I'm from to see my parents and family and everything like that. And it was super fun. But actually, Joe, I heard that you had a fun weekend.
Uh-oh, what does this even mean?
I heard you were all over the place downtown. Apparently I have spies just watching out for you.
Uh-oh. Oh,
and here's the thing. A while back, we posted posters around downtown and around town, just random places saying don't feed Joe Pesh from the Joe and Alex show.
Right, because he's on a weight loss journey.
So I had a friend see you on Saturday, and they said, oh, man. They said that you said when they were walking by, I'm so tired I could sleep for 22 hours. And then someone later that night saw you at another restaurant and bar around like midnight. And then someone saw you the next morning at brunch.
Joe's making his rounds.
Here's the thing that I have mastered that Joe has not mastered yet is everyone always, even if they don't necessarily say anything, probably does recognize us and they listen to everything we say. I get that constantly where I'm out and then somebody will tweet me and be like, oh, were you just here? I'm like, but they didn't say anything to me.
I hate that.
But they're always listening.
Say hi to me. Just say hi.
No, you just have to always be on your best behavior.
Oh, my God. Okay, you scare me because something happened Friday night when I was out at the club and I just... It was really cool for me, but I don't know if my wife would want to know about it. So it was...
Oh, gosh. No, I know nothing about that.
Good.
I'm not
Thank
getting
God.
Involved in
okay,
that.
Okay, good, good. I thought you were going to call me out for something I did. Well, I didn't do it. She did it. But anyways, that's cool. I have to make an apology as we start off the show this morning to producer Porkchop. I was out Friday, did a club gig. And then on Saturday, I was also out with some friends and my wife. But somewhere between there, I got... Saturday night, I was drunk. It was like 12:31. And I texted him like, hey, man. It was Sunday morning by that time. I'm like, let's hang out today and have like a bro day. And he replied earlier in the morning when he got it up, but I didn't wake up till like 11 o'clock the next day. And I was like, oh, crap. It was one of those drunk texts. You should never make drunk promises. That's a terrible idea. And that's what I did. I was like, hey, we should totally do this.
Yeah, that was weird. And then I texted you and said, all right, what do you want to do? And then crickets.
Yeah, so I apologize for that. It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Alex, what's coming up this morning in the garbage?
Secret text messages were released from Lady Gaga and Kesha, and it might reveal that they secretly hate this pop star. A sad death happened over the weekend, and Jennifer Aniston opened up about her rocky relationship with her late mother.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Lady Gaga and Katy Perry are reaching out to each other after text messages from early 2016 were leaked over the weekend that were sent between Kesha and Lady Gaga regarding Katy Perry. So you know how Kesha, for like years now, she's been going through a ton of court stuff with Dr. Luke, that like producer dude
for
or whatever.
Years
like,
and years.
Yeah, saying he sexually assaulted her. He's like blocked her from producing music. She didn't sleep with him, all these different things. Well, Lady Gaga and Kesha in these text messages essentially are like talking to each other about how Katy Perry won't stand up for Kesha. In the text messages, Kesha discusses Katy with Gaga saying, I was crying a lot today and I needed my mom. I'm really upset with Katy Perry. She could bring this whole thing to a head, but she won't. Lady Gaga replied and said she's probably really afraid to lose everything. You are really strong standing up to him. She's not as strong as you yet. Kesha then said, you're right. I need to find sympathy and empathy for her. She's just so mean. It's hard. Then Lady Gaga responded and said, do you want me to see if I can talk to her? I know she's mean. She makes me angry about blank, but I just have to try and have empathy for her. Well, after these were leaked, of course, everyone is like, oh my gosh, this is crazy. And Lady Gaga addressed those messages by tweeting at Katy Perry, we have grown up in the industry together. We've gone through both celebrations and differences with each other. These are old texts. We've matured, gotten over the past, love each other, and share deep respect. Katy is my friend and truly a kind soul. End of story. And Katy responded, love you too, friend. Onward and upward. So... I thought that was one of the juiciest things from
the weekend.
Were you hoping
for a little bit of a little chick fight over here?
Of course. And I am not shocked that they talked about how she's super mean and nobody likes her. Former president...
You should see the text about Taylor Swift.
Former President George H.W. Bush died just after 10 p.m. on Friday night at the age of 94. That's about 8 months after the death of his wife, Barbara Bush. The nation's 41st president served from 1989 to 1993. And according to a family spokesperson, the last four words that George H.W. Bush spoke were to his son, George W. Bush. The younger George told him that he had been a wonderful dad, and George Sr. responded, "I love you too." Their final talk took place on the phone. George was put on speakerphone with his dad in Houston to say goodbye. Over his last few days, George was spending most of his time in bed, asleep and not eating. His inner circle knew that he was fading, and they had asked him if he wanted to go to the hospital, but he said no. He said that he was ready to go be with his wife, Barbara, of 73 years, and their late daughter, Robin, who died from leukemia as a child. Bush Sr. will arrive in Washington today and lie in state at the Rotunda until his services on Wednesday, and after that, his body's going to be flown back to Texas for burial next to Barbara at his presidential library in College Station. This is a clip from one of Bush's famous speeches from the 1988 Republican National Convention.
Read my lips. No new taxes.
And here is Bush explaining why he went skydiving on his 75th, 80th, 85th, and 90th birthdays.
Just because you're an old guy, you don't have to sit around drooling in the corner. Get out and do something. Get out and enjoy life.
Amen.
Jennifer Aniston opened up about her feud with her late mother, Nancy Dow. Nancy passed away in 2016. Jennifer said she was a model and she was all about presentation and what she looked like and what I look like. I did not come out the model child that she's hoped for, and it was something that really resonated with me. Aniston stopped communication with her mother, Nancy, after Nancy published a book called From Mother and Daughter to Friends, a memoir, in 1999. And the mother of rapper Offset, speaking of moms, revealed that he was a backup dancer for Whitney Houston's music video, What You Looking At, when he was 10 years old. He also shared a photo of himself as a kid with Whitney Houston on his Instagram account. He captioned the photo, "I've been doing this entertainment, God my witness, which one is me?" The song was featured on Houston's fifth studio album, Just Whitney. I thought that was such a crazy fun fact. That's the garbage.
Thank you very much, Alex. Hey, coming up here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, I'm composing some of them right now. You ever get those emails? You're like, oh, I know what you really mean. You didn't say it, but I know what you mean.
Of course.
Yeah, we're going to decode office emails next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. It's a Monday Music Marathon. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Good morning. Follow us Twitter and Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. I know I'm annoying. You guys don't have to say it when it comes to work emails. I don't reply all, like when it's like, hey, congratulations, welcome this person to the team, which I think is really annoying. If you want to say something, tell them in person or hit reply. But
or don't say anything. Let them know they got to earn your respect.
Alex has been working here for a while and has still not told anybody congratulations.
It's not true. I send it privately. I don't do the mass email thing either.
But they went online and they've decoded what your email really means. Tell me if you guys agree with this or your own thoughts on it. When somebody, you know, says the phrase, hope this helps, it pretty much means don't bother me anymore. Like, hey, live, blah, blah, blah. Hope this helps.
Yeah.
I agree. Like, it's like, please. Just take care of it. I've told you what you need to know.
I get those emails a lot. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, there we go. I rarely put this one in there, but I see your point. But it means like, yo, you can express your opinion on this one, but I give zero F.
Right.
I feel like that's like the most condescending of them all.
It's like, oh, I see your point, Alex. I don't care.
Yeah.
I do this one all the time, and it's frustrating here, and this is boring inside stuff, but if you have a job where you email coworkers, you probably go through this one. Have you ever been on the giving or receiving end of, as stated below?
Yep. Per my, you know, previous email. Yeah.
Yes,
like
all
basically
the time.
Meaning, do you read, idiot?
Are you stupid?
Not trying to call you out, but Joe, I feel like you've said that before.
Oh, I've said as I've stated before, yes, because nobody listens. It's not even you guys. It's somebody else in our building. Constantly. It means you need to read the entire email chain, not just the top two lines, because your dumb question has already been answered. Kind regards. What do you think that would translate to really meaning? That's a phrase.
Kind regards.
Like blah blah blah. Kind
I don't
regards.
Know. Go get lost.
Yeah.
Close. F yourself.
Well, yeah. I was gonna say that, but I felt like that wasn't very radio etiquette.
Well, I made it work right there. Moving forward, which means stop wasting my time. I had to do that this morning today for an email. This is all boring stuff inside, but like I said, it'll relate to your job somehow, some way. We had like a giveaway that we're doing. I'm like, moving forward, we can't do them at this time because we're doing something else on the Joe and Alex Show.
Right.
Even though we've already talked about this in two previous emails.
Right. Those are like the most classic ways that work in the workplace people have gone passive aggressive.
And the final one here that I have, there's tons of them, but I've tried this one, but I don't think it works. Maybe I'm doing it wrong. But I always say, usually to Liv and producer Porkchop, I say, thanks in advance. Which, you know, pretty much means I'm already thinking you're going to do me this favor and do it for me, you know, so that hopefully you'll agree to do it, but you really haven't agreed to do it. Because I always ask that, you know, it's something I want done or need done. I'm like, thanks in advance, Liv. And
crickets. You hate getting a thanks in advance? Why?
Yes. Because it's rude.
How is that rude?
It just is. When it's coming from you, it just is.
From me?
Yeah.
If I don't butter up and be nice to you, then you'll do nothing.
Wait, see, like, I feel like...
No, because I can tell when you're being fake nice.
No, that's all the time then.
Yeah, I can definitely see when Joe's being fake nice. But I feel like out of any of those, he says, I can see your point the most. I don't really remember him saying, like, thanks in advance.
I can't think of I can see
so
your
wait,
point.
Real quick. Okay, now that you got me intrigued here, how often do you think I'm being fake with you guys?
99% of the time.
Definitely not 99%.
So would you prefer to me just to be real with you then?
No,
I just think that you be patient.
How much patience is somebody supposed to have?
A lot. More than you have.
This is getting real awkward. I just, you know what? I think that you are fake only like 50% of it. Not even. We'll say 30.
Who's the fakest on the show, though, when it comes to pleasantries
like,
and stuff like that?
When it comes to pleasantries, emails, text messages. I mean, Joe.
It is Joe? Producer Porkchop, do you have what am I trying to look for?
How about this? Who's the most realist on the show?
Porkchop.
No.
Who?
No. Porkchop's the most diplomatic. Porkchop is the one that won't take a side. Like he's Switzerland.
But he's Switzerland, like, down to his core. You know, it's not, like, fake.
Like realist and bluntly honest, like, unapologetically just says something.
Well, then that's definitely Alex.
Yeah, but that's also rude, though, too. There's a difference between, like, I'm real and I'm genuine and I'm transparent, and then there's just, like, hey, I'm rude and
I don't care about your feelings.
I
think that there's a difference between Porkchop being diplomatic and you when you try to be diplomatic because you can, it's like you can almost hear the steam coming out of your ears.
That's true.
As you're saying,
Porkchop, would you say, only working with these two for about a month, can you see why steam comes out of my ears?
I would say, does anyone need another cup of coffee?
See?
Oh, there we go. Mr. Diplomatic over here. All right, everybody, time to get your news on. It's time for Joe's Need to Know News. George Herbert Walker Bush, who spent more than three decades in politics and ended his career as the 41st president, has passed away at the age of 94. He passed away Friday night in Houston, 7 months after his wife of 73 years, Barbara Bush, passed on. Just so sad. He was a World War II hero, Texas congressman, CIA director, and Ronald Reagan's vice president. I mean, this guy, no matter what side of the aisle that you're on, you're like, wow, what a true patriot. What a guy that really served his country. Alex played this earlier in the garbage, but this is one of my favorite clips of him. Kind of funny, because every year, like every 5 years, you'd see him go skydiving when he was 75, 80, and 85 and 90. Listen to him talk about why he does that.
Just because you're an old guy, you don't have to sit around drooling in the corner. Get out and do something. Get out and enjoy life.
That's true. I find myself as like a 32-year-old guy. I was like, I just want to sit on my butt. I want to be lazy.
I just love him. It's just so, so sad, but I'm really glad that him and Barbara get to be together in heaven again and be with their daughter, Robin, who passed away from leukemia.
And there's a photo going viral. I have it up on the Instagram, Joe and Alex Show. I'm putting it up right now, but also it'll be up at joeandalexshow.com. You can check it out. Former President George H.W. Bush's service dog, Sully, will actually accompany him to Washington, and then Sully will go on to a new mission of assisting wounded warriors. It's just so sweet, and, you know, President Bush is laid there to rest in his casket, and his dog is just right there, like, laying down in front of it, and... And it's not going to make you sad. It's just going to make you like, oh, wow, it's so amazing.
It's very sweet.
I loved it. It was like, it was bittersweet, you know?
So you can see that photo, like I said, on our Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. Do you ever get weirded out, guys, by the things we talk about on the show? Sometimes just kidding. And then it really happens in real life.
I feel like this always happens to me.
Well, now it's happened to me, Alex. We have a special connection. Burger King is bringing back City Minis! Yes! What are Cinnamon Minis? Well, they're the mini cinnamon rolls, and they're back for a limited time. If you order from Burger King using the delivery service Grubhub and spend $10 or more, you get a Cinnamon Minis 4-pack for free! What do you think about that?
That's very exciting. I'm still waiting on Chick-fil-A to bring back their cinnamon roll breakfast item that they haven't yet.
Now Chick-fil-A has to answer to that.
That's right. Like, that's what I'm hoping.
You know?
You think they'll clap back?
I hope so.
There we go. I have a cinnamon roll thing. This at first was really funny and cool, but then you hear more about it because I saw this happen over on Friday night. A high school basketball player in Indiana who has epilepsy was taunted by students of the opposing team during a game. Now, I didn't know that at the very beginning, but there was this kid, and I saw, like, I think Pat McAfee put a couple of funny things this kid did. Not the epilepsy thing, but this kid was trying to distract people shooting free throws. So he would do, like, the scene where he tore his shirt open like the Hulk. He's kind of like a chunkier fat kid that went to the school.
Yeah.
It just reminded me of stuff that I would do. Or he did something where he, like, pretended to propose when the guy shot, and it worked. But then we hear the story now where this kid was making fun of a Cathedral High School senior who was shooting. His name was James Franklin Jr. He actually underwent brain surgery to relieve epileptic seizures that he's battled since he was born. He was in the starting lineup Friday night. He made his way back, and one of the students shouted, "Have another seizure! Have another seizure!"
Yeah, it's over the line.
Oh,
it's like, come on. Like, it's just common sense here. One student apologized to the teen after the game, and the school said they are looking into the issue. You can see the videos. They're online at joeandalexshow.com for Need to Know News. But it's so sad. It's like, just common sense, right? Like, nobody would have said, like, hey, man, you know what? Probably not the best chance to be doing there for that one.
Yeah, but I feel like if anyone is going to lack some common sense, it's high schoolers. Not all,
for
but
sure.
There are for sure those some that you're just like, dude, there is a line and you cross it almost every time.
And this is something that happened to me, not in New York, but oh my gosh, good thing the NYPD helped out. The NYPD launched a public search for a newly engaged couple who lost the woman's engagement ring after it fell into a Times Square grate. Like,
yikes.
The guy proposed. It's like, you've got to look at where you're proposing. Like, that area has to be a solid, secure surface.
See, I'd be freaked out. I'd say that's a sign. I'd be thinking, oh my gosh.
Really?
Now this is a sign. You dropped the ring.
Remember, Joe dropped his, like, the ring that he proposed to his wife with in the water.
My wife dropped it, first of all. Okay. And yes, we were back in our home state of Michigan and Lake Michigan on the beach, like 2 feet of water, and she dropped it.
So she dropped
it. She was hoping the tide was going to wash it away.
Well, yeah, for some reason, she started stomping on the ground. I'm like, that's not going to help you find it. What are you doing right there? Well, yeah, the NYPD tweeted out security footage camera, which you can see the man lying down on the sidewalk trying to grab it out of the grate, but he can't get it. They eventually found it, and they found the couple asking, hey, help us connect this ring with the couple, and they found it. The woman said she's so grateful to the NYPD for finding and returning her ring. So maybe it's gonna be an awesome marriage, or maybe Alex is right, like, uh-oh, that ain't good. I'd watch out for that. That's Joe's Need to Know News. See all the stories online at joeandalexshow.com. All right, we don't play Christmas music here on the Joe and Alex Show. Like, we're not a Christmas music station. But one station that does, they're saying, we will not play the song anymore. We'll tell you what that song is, but Alex also found some songs too. She's like, wait, I don't think they should play these songs either. Give us about 6 minutes. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Follow the show, Twitter and Instagram is how you do it, at Joe and Alex Show. Also, join in the conversation whenever you'd like, 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539.
I really can't stay.
But baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
You guys have heard this song before, right? Outside. Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been
Liz singing it.
So very nice.
This is my favorite Christmas song. One of my favorite,
really?
Too.
Really? I can't stand this song.
Oh, my gosh.
Love it.
Me and my mom listen to it all the time, and we'll even duet to it in the car like we used to when I was in high school,
yeah.
When I would come home from Christmas break.
Wow.
I love this song.
I'm surprised. Okay, well, a Cleveland radio station has stopped playing Baby, It's Cold Outside after it says listeners voiced concerns about the song's predatory undertones amid the Me Too movement. This song's back from the 1940s. It includes a woman singing that she has to leave a man's house as he tries to lure her to stay.
Your hair looks, if this radio station ever does anything as remotely stupid as this, you can guarantee I won't be coming back the next morning.
Oh my god,
so ridiculous.
Why do you think it's so dumb that they're pulling the song? Because the song is a little creepy. For example, how about this one right here, where you know, it's kind of like a Bill Cosby moment in the song.
Hey,
what's in this drink?
It's like, hey, what'd you put in my drink, dude? What's that? I mean, that's a little creepy, is it not?
Not even close.
All right, what about where he won't let her leave? Listen to this. Like, he starts undressing her.
I'll take your hat. Your hair looks swell.
I ought to say no, no,
mind
no,
if I move in
at
closer.
Least I'm going to say.
He is asking permission, but still creepy.
That I try.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't say.
Baby, don't hold out.
Baby, don't hold out? I can't believe Liv the Web Girl, a.k.a. Liv the Feminist,
yeah,
is like singing along to her. He's like, hey, baby, don't hold out.
Okay, so I have...
What do you think he's talking about holding out from? It's not holding out from hugs.
Okay. Yeah, but it's cold.
Hold out for stains.
Sure, it doesn't mean that.
Okay, so Alex, do you have a little rant to go on about how
I don't have a rant. I mean, the fact of the matter is Joe is correct when he said that the song is from the 40s. It's from 1944. It's a will they, won't they drama.
Right.
It's a playful, coy.
Right,
he really
too.
Wants her to spend the night. And there were social repercussions. Women couldn't spend the night like with guys that were love interests then. Like, it was really socially frowned upon to spend the night with a guy. And I think, and it's the whole song is like, you know, him coming up with the excuse, like, here's why you can say that you can spend the night. And she's pretending like she doesn't want to. It's obviously playful song.
She knows she shouldn't because she knows it's taboo. She'll get in trouble. Her parents will be concerned, whatever. But I think that the intention was that it was supposed to be flirty, that she really wanted to, when he was like, come on, you should, whatever. I understand 1,000% why this radio station isn't playing this song. There are a lot of Predator vibes in the background. There's a lot of convincing. When a woman says no, that is it. That is over. It's a no. A man should never be convincing or trying to persuade a girl after the girl has said no. So I get why. And that has not been a known fact until 2018.
Okay? That's not true.
Yes. Yes, it is
no
true.
No means no has been a sentiment forever. No, it doesn't mean everyone follows it.
In 1940, absolutely it wasn't.
Well, it's before 2018.
Also, here's the thing. Okay, fine. 2016. There you go.
That's not true either.
Yes, it is. Alex, I'm telling you that guys do not realize that it is not okay to try to persuade a girl into something or guilt them into something. And this is what's happening there. And that is not okay. I get that this is from the 1940s, but also in the 1940s, the power struggle between men and women was even worse then. That doesn't mean it's okay.
I disagree. I think the people are way, like, you are way overthinking this
now,
song.
Now, here's the thing. Do I, is this song part of my Christmas tradition with my mother? Yes. Do I like it? Yes. Do I think the intentions were enough? I don't think the intentions were harmful, but I understand how people won't play this.
I get it. Christmas is ruined. Let me tell you
why. It has the undertone of you should persuade a girl even when she says no.
And that's what part of the people were saying. So there's going to be disagreement right there.
Yes.
When they put it on their station Facebook page, like 95% of people said keep on playing it. I say don't play it because I think the song sucks. Personally, I'd rather hear Dominic the Italian Christmas Donkey.
Well, just wait. This is just the tip of the iceberg. All the people that want this song to go away, they're going to take away from you Holly Jolly Christmas. Let me tell you why. Holly Jolly Christmas, Kiss Her Once For Me, Unwanted Advances right there.
Oh no, you're talking about old stuff. We actually have the audio from back in the day. This is what you're talking about, how it's inappropriate.
Somebody waits for you. Once for me.
Yeah, exactly.
I agree, inappropriate.
White
okay.
Christmas? Racist?
Oh, for sure. As a white guy, I feel like the song is inappropriate.
We're going to take Baby It's Cold Outside away. I guess we're going to take this one away. Most wonderful time of the year. Yep. Everyone telling you to be of good cheer. It's what do you think this is? Forcing people to hide their depression? Do you hear what I hear?
Hold
you know this
on.
Song?
Stop. If you're going to take these songs away from me, dang it, let me at least hear some of it. Please?
It's the most wonderful time of
all right, now you can continue on if you're taking it all away.
Do you hear what I hear?
Do you hear what I hear? Yeah.
Set the little lamb to the shepherd boy.
Sing it, lamb.
Do you hear what I hear?
Blatant disregard for the hearing impaired. Not even funny. It's not even close. And of course, now we should probably not be playing Jingle Bell Rock anymore.
No, I'm not even going to play it if that's what you're saying.
Jingle Bell Rock, the part where he says, "Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet."
Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet.
Animal abuse. So, Christmas is ruined. Thanks, Liv the Web Girl, for ruining Christmas.
Hey, if that's
she's
me,
speechless for
no,
once.
No, I'm not speechless. Do you want to know what I say? If not playing that song makes one guy not try to convince a girl into something she doesn't want to do, I'm fine with it. Take them all away.
Hold on a second. Hold on. I don't think any guy with a girl and a horse should be doing anything, okay? This is wrong.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Live the Web Girl, God, we love her, but I ran into a listener this weekend, guys, and I'm like, hey, do you have an update on something you guys talked about with Live the Web Girl? I'm like, actually, we do. So coming up next, we will talk to Live the Web Girl and find out what's going on with this. Do you even know what we're talking about?
Literally no idea.
Okay, well, good. I'll tell you in about 3 minutes. It's the Joe and Alex Show. Hello. This is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Twitter and Instagram is where we're at. You can follow us at Joe and Alex Show. You can even find Liv the Web Girl up there. She's the one we're talking about right now. I was out hanging out with my wife and some friends visiting out of town this weekend. They came to say hi. And this listener came up to me and was like, hey, how are you doing? So we talked and they're like, hey, I got a question about Liv. I'm like, okay, what do you need to know? And this person would like an update on something that you talked about before on the air. Any guess, Liv, to what that might be?
I, literally have zero idea about what this could be.
Well, go ahead. Throw out some ideas. What do you think the listener might want to know an update on?
Maybe, my relationship.
No.
Or
nope.
Maybe my... Oh, no. I don't even want to... Maybe my car registration?
Yes. The person was actually a cop that I ran into this past weekend.
No way.
Uh-oh. Yep. I was walking along, and they're like, hey. And we just talked. And they're like, so did Liv ever get her registration fixed? He's like, that's a serious thing. And I noticed this morning when I pulled into work, you were here before me, and I saw that you still have not updated your registration on your car.
Here's the thing. I don't think you guys understand. Last week was so freaking busy for me. I had something after work, all day, every day last week. And then I went out of town. And so I just haven't been able to get it done. And I can't get it done today. Because I have work later, and so I'm probably going to get it done Tuesday or Wednesday.
Soon, she will be Liv the jail girl.
Okay, here's the thing.
I'm too pretty for prison!
Alex waited longer to get her registration than I did.
True, but I'm sneakier than you.
That's true. You are sneakier than me. But yeah, my dad was, I went home this weekend, and my dad saw that I still hadn't got my registration, and he was really disappointed in me.
He's like, I'm not mad, honey. I'm disappointed and concerned.
He was just like, I'm Olivia. You gotta get that done. What are you doing?
You're gonna make me erupt like a volcano.
I have a confession.
Yeah.
I'm actually kind of riding dirty right now, too.
Are your tags expired?
Yes and no.
Wait, you're an Uber and Lyft driver. I'm going to report you.
Wow.
No, I have the right registration, except, you know the little sticker you're supposed to put on your license plate? They send that to my dad's house in New Jersey. And, I've been waiting for him to send it to me. He's like, did you send it? And he's like, no.
Here's the thing. I do this all the time. This is classic Liv. I hold off on something and I procrastinate and then I get scared and just try to never do it.
You want me to go with you?
I seriously, I'm not joking because I get so scared and nervous.
Documented on Instagram.
I don't know how to do a lot of things and I'm just nervous and scared to do it.
I'll document that you have a right to remain silent.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Halsey may regret performing at the Victoria's Secret Fashion Show. Coming up next in the garbage, did Ariana Grande's Thank You Next video break any records? And Emily Blunt discusses her new movie, Mary Poppins.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Halsey shared some choice words about the 2018 Victoria's Secret Fashion Show, which aired Sunday night. The show was filmed on November 8th and included performers such as Halsey herself. Shawn Mendes, Bebe Rexha, and the Chainsmokers appeared alongside a strong class of models this year like Kendall Jenner, Bella Hadid, Gigi Hadid, Behati Prinsloo, Winnie Harlow, Adriana Lima, and others. Halsey posted her note in Victoria's Secret colors pink and white on Instagram and called out the company's lack of diversity. She wrote, I have adored the Victoria's Secret Fashion Show since I was young. Performing this year alongside alongside other amazing artists and hardworking models and friends was supposed to be the highlight and the best night of my year. However, after I filmed the performance, some comments were made regarding the show that I simply cannot ignore. The comments Halsey is most likely referring to are from a Vogue interview where the vice president of public relations from Victoria's Secret made a comment about trans people not being involved in any future Victoria's Secret fashion shows. He was asked, you know, like, why don't you guys start including transgender people? And he essentially said, no, we're not having anyone that's transsexual, which right there, that really made people angry because I guess transsexual, like, is an outdated term. They don't like people to use that, so they were mad about that, and then they were mad that he said no. He just essentially said, like, you know, we're trying to keep this, you know, women only or whatever. Mm-hmm. So Halsey said, as a member of the LGBTQ community, I have no tolerance for lack of inclusivity, especially not one motivated by stereotype. Ariana Grande's Thank You Next video broke YouTube's premiere record with 829,000 people viewing the clip at the same time when it was released.
Dang.
It was released on Friday and begins with high school students spreading gossip and rumors about Ariana Grande. More than 516,000 chat messages were posted at the same time, which actually caused YouTube comments to be delayed. YouTube's Twitter account posted the Thank You Next video was so good it broke the internet, or at least delayed YouTube comments for posting for a bit. Comments are still working on the video, they're just delayed. The video currently has over 74 million views. Ariana also made news this weekend because she covered up her Pete Davidson tattoo with a Mac Miller tribute tattoo.
Well, that's understandable. I guess if you're going to be replaced by something, maybe it's somebody that she loved that passed away.
Adult entertainer Stormy Daniels announced that she and attorney Michael Avenatti had worked out their differences in a Sunday afternoon tweet. The porn star wrote, "Pleased that Michael and I have sorted our blank out, and we know the accounting is on the up and up. We're going to kick butt together on two coasts tomorrow." Stormy Daniels had alleged that Avenatti had not been forthcoming with information regarding their financial arrangements and even accused him of filing a defamation suit on her behalf without her permission against President Donald Trump. And Emily Blunt said that she didn't watch the 1964 original version of Mary Poppins before filming her movie so that she wouldn't be doing a cheap impersonation of Julie Andrews.
So I watched it once I'd wrapped our version of Mary Poppins. Didn't want to watch it as an adult before I played her because I kind of knew I might be swayed by what Julie did. No one wants to see me do a cheap impersonation of Julie Andrews, you know.
That's actually kind of cool because at first when I heard that, I'm like, well, that's kind of rude. Why would you not watch it? I'm like, oh, that's why.
Coming up in less than an hour, this rock star called a female celebrity a bee on live TV, and she responded.
All right, thank you very much, Alex. Hey, check this out. Coming up in less than 8 minutes here on the Joe and Alex Show, Murder Monday. For the better part of a week at the beginning of the fall semester in this Florida town, college students were terrified for their lives, all because a man named the Gainesville Ripper was terrorizing the community by slaughtering students. True crime lovers, you better get ready because Murder Monday is coming up next, and the serial killer that inspired the script for the movie Scream. That's what it's all about. Hang on. Hey, can 14,000 people be wrong? I don't think so. You should follow us. We're the Joe and Alex Show, and we're on Instagram and Twitter, too. It's at Joe and Alex Show. All right, buckle up. It's time for Murder Monday.
Zodiac, a symbol that now stands for terror.
He has killed five and says he's going to kill again. Psychopath.
Remember, investigators say there were unusually high levels of chloroform found in Casey Anthony's trunk.
But again, OJ appears to be holding a gun to his head.
Police won't confirm a newspaper report that Dahmer has confessed to murder and cannibalism.
It's Murder Monday on the Joe and Alex Show. Listener discretion is advised.
All right, and hey, the whole reason why we do Murder Monday is to bring awareness and attention to Crime Stoppers. They let you anonymously give tips. Here's their number. You should really write it down and keep it. 800-22-TIPS. That number one more time is 1-800-22-TIPS. All right, Alex, what are you doing today for Murder Monday?
Evil stalked a Florida college town for four straight days in August of 1990. To this day, the residents of Gainesville, Florida, still have trouble talking about the pain that was inflicted on their close-knit community by Danny Rowling. You may also know him as the Gainesville Ripper.
If you think of the crimes, we always think of the worst as murder, sexual battery, abduction, home invasion. He brought them all together, and he did them night after night.
Danny Rowling is born in Shreveport, Louisiana. His father is a local police officer, but he's not a kind man. From birth, Danny's father constantly tells him that he's unwanted, and he abuses Danny's mom, Claudia, and his brother right in front of him. One night, Danny's mom has to go to the hospital after Danny's dad tries to make her cut herself with a razor blade.
Oh my gosh.
She tries leaving often, but she always ends up coming back. And Danny's dad was a brutal disciplinarian, too. When he wasn't getting physical, he was using things like humiliation and verbal abuse as a way to control his family. And at one point, Danny's dad gets so angry with him, he pins him to the ground, handcuffs him, and has his police friends take him away because he's embarrassed by him. All of the abuse that Danny endures as a child starts to manifest in Danny as a teenager. He gets busted all the time for robberies. He gets caught peeping on a woman as she's getting dressed at home. And as a young adult, Danny has a really hard time keeping a steady job. In May of 1990, Danny seems to be close to reaching his boiling point. While home and visiting his family, Danny gets into an argument with his dad, and things get so out of control, he tries to kill him. Danny's dad ends up losing an eye and an ear, but survives.
What? Holy crap.
A few months after Danny's brutal attack on his dad, summer is starting to come to an end. It's now August of 1990, and school is about to begin. Thousands of students are enrolled at the University of Florida, and two of those students are freshmen, 17-year-old Sonia Larson and Christina Powell. Police get a phone call to do a welfare check from Christina and Sonia's parents, who haven't heard from them in a few days. And this isn't uncommon, especially for parents of freshmen. You know, the officer on the phone is like, oh, I'm sure this isn't a problem. I'll be happy to look, but, you know, basically is reassuring the parents that, like, they're probably having fun and making friends. They're just starting college. They didn't probably think to call you. Well, when the officer gets there, he sees that Christina's car is parked outside, but no one is answering the door of their new apartment.
Sonia, Christina, Gainesville Police Department, can you open the door, please? Officer Barber, I have a victim down. I'm gonna need EMS, send backup. I'm gonna need a patrol supervisor too.
What police discover are the bodies of 17-year-old Sonia Larson and Christina Powell, who had been brutally murdered and mutilated 2 days prior. The previous Friday, in the dark early morning hours when both girls were sound asleep, Danny Rowling had quietly unlocked their apartment door. In a ski mask, Danny first sees Christina asleep on the couch. He stands over her, watching her as she sleeps for a moment before changing his mind and choosing to explore one of the bedrooms where Sonia is sleeping. Danny wakes up Sonia and tapes her mouth shut to stifle her screams before stabbing her to death. Sonia died while trying to fend him off, and then Danny walks back to the couch where Christina is still passed out. He tapes Christina's mouth shut and binds her wrists together behind her back. As he cuts off her clothes, he threatens her with a knife. After sexually assaulting her, Danny forces Christina to lay down on the floor where he stabs her 5 times in the back. What he does next to the girls' bodies will become a signature move of the Gainesville Ripper. He poses Christina and Sonia's bodies in sexually provocative positions using hand mirrors. But before he leaves, he takes a shower in the same apartment of the women that he had just murdered.
Whoa.
The very next night, Danny picks another University of Florida student to be his victim. This time, it's 18-year-old Krista Hoyt. Open the sliding glass door on her first floor apartment, Danny gets inside and realizes she's not home. He decides to wait for her in the dark all night long. Eventually, after a night out, Krista returns home, totally unaware of who is waiting for her inside of her dark apartment. The story of the Gainesville Ripper continues next with Murder Monday.
All right, the reason why we do Murder Monday is to bring attention to Crime Stoppers. They let you anonymously give tips, and the way you do that is you give them a call. Their number, 800-222-TIPS. That's 800-222-TIPS. Alex, you're continuing the story today about the Gainesville Ripper.
Yes, and you can see photos of him, the victims, different parts and intricate, you know, things and details that are important for this crime on Instagram right now at Joe and Alex Show. 9 hours after police discover the bodies of college freshmen Sonia Larson and Christina Powell, they get a call to check on another teenager 2 miles away. This time it's 18-year-old Krista Hoyt. Krista is studying chemistry at the University of Florida and ironically wants to be a crime lab tech. Krista had been out late, and what she didn't know was that someone was waiting for her in the dark inside of her apartment. It was the Gainesville Ripper. After she had walked inside, Danny creeps up behind her, startling her. Placing her in a chokehold, he tapes her mouth shut, binds her wrists, and forces her into her bedroom where he sexually assaults her and stabs her in the back multiple times, rupturing her heart. But unlike his first two victims, Danny is even more violent with the victim's body. Danny decapitates Krista and sets her head on a bookshelf facing her provocatively posed and mutilated body. He had also removed Krista's nipples to keep as souvenirs.
The crime scenes were terrible. The killer was somebody who was obviously a histrionic personality. Liked to stage and make a production out of the events. And when you found them, they were that way. The bodies were posed. They were posed in sexually explicit positions, or they were posed in positions designed to terrify people when they walked into the crime scene.
It's clear that the violence is now escalating, and police in Gainesville know that they have a full-blown serial killer on their hands. Students and parents are hysterical. Female students start sleeping together in groups, having slumber parties with their friends, hoping that it would prevent the Gainesville Ripper from choosing them as their next victim. Girls start changing their normal daily routines, taking different routes to and from school and work. And several students actually withdraw their enrollment to the University of Florida and transfer to other schools. 23-year-old Tracy Paulez is living with her roommate and lifelong friend, Manny Tabota. She was a homecoming queen, and he was a football star. With the same tools that Danny Rowling, a.k.a. the Gainesville Ripper, had used the night before to break into Krista Hoyt's apartment, Danny pries open the sliding glass door of Tracy and Manny's place. Danny finds Manny asleep in one of the bedrooms. Manny fights for his life, and Tracy's, but eventually, is killed. Tracy wakes up after hearing the commotion and sees Danny standing over Manny's body. Tracy runs, barricading herself in her bedroom, but Danny breaks down her door. He tapes her mouth and wrists and cuts off her clothing. Tracy has the same fate as those before her. Her body is posed in the Gainesville Ripper signature fashion, but Manny's is left alone. Besides Manny, all of the victims were petite, white, and brunette with brown eyes. At first, law enforcement has very few leads to who's doing this, but eventually police identify two suspects. One is a University of Florida student who has a history of mental illness and had numerous scars on his face from a car accident. The news loved this because...
Of course, that's your guy.
Right, the only thing that makes a terrifying serial killer better for ratings is a scary-looking killer. So his photo is shown repeatedly by media outlets, but authorities end up publicly clearing this guy of all charges, and the other suspect is also later cleared. Several days after Danny Rowling is arrested on a burglary charge, and police notice that this guy that they're arresting for this burglary also has tools that were used to break into the Gainesville Ripper's apartments. So they check out where this Danny guy is living, and it's even more alarming. Danny is living in a tiny one-man camp near apartments frequently used by students and one of the victims. Inside, investigators find a journal of disturbing drawings that you can see on Instagram at Joan Alex Show, and several recordings. What are the recordings of? They're of Danny himself, singing country songs that he had written, and the lyrics describe his crimes. Danny Rowling, otherwise known as the Gainesville Ripper, is charged with several counts of murder in November of 1991, and he claims that he wanted to be a superstar like serial killer Ted Bundy. 3 years later, just before his trial is about to begin, Danny pleads guilty to all of his charges and is sentenced to death for each count. After that, police in Louisiana alert the authorities in Florida that, well, wait a minute, you know, we have an unsolved triple murder from Danny's hometown of Shreveport, Louisiana, and there are a lot of similarities between the Gainesville murders and the murders of this 55-year-old guy named William Grissom, his 24-year-old daughter Julie, and his 8-year-old grandson Sean. The family had been attacked in their house as they were preparing for dinner, and afterwards, Julie Grissom's body had also been mutilated, cleaned, and posed. Well, Danny Rowling ends up giving his pastor and Florida police a handwritten confession and apology, admitting to those triple murders and, you know, of course, all the Gainesville Ripper murders. So he admits to murders that happened 17 years prior to the Gainesville Ripper murders as well.
Those are so disturbing, by the way, just hearing about that and seeing stuff. It's like,
I know.
Wow.
And in 2006, Danny Rowling is executed by lethal injection at Florida State Prison, but not before enjoying his last meal. I always find this interesting when,
what are they
when killers
eat?
Yes, are on death row, what their last meal is before they're killed. So before his execution, Danny enjoys lobster tail served with drawn butter, butterfly shrimp with cocktail sauce, a baked potato with sour cream and butter, strawberry cheesecake and sweet tea. When Danny is asked if he wants to say any last words, he says no and instead sings a gospel hymn. His victim's relatives stand by and watch his execution. His murders inspired Kevin Williamson to write the 1996 slasher film Scream. He's the subject of countless other movies, TV shows, and books. That is the story of the Gainesville Ripper.
Wow, that is awesome. I never realized that it was connected either to the actual Scream movies being written.
I know. I had no idea that the Scream movies were actually inspired by a true story. So super interesting if you're a horror movie buff like I am, but you have to go see the photos, the drawings that he made, what he looked like, his mask that he wore for his crimes, the victims, a memorial that Gainesville has always kept up in honor of the victims. Just really interesting photos on Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. We do this every single Monday at this time only on Radio Now.
Call the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. Call right now. 1-833-563-2539.
Feel like we might need some independent commentary on this one to see what you think, because I know we're going to be torn here on the Joe and Alex Show. Now, every Wednesday at 7:50, 6:50 Central, we do Joe's Journey. And this originally started with me being a fatty trying to lose some weight, because I'm like 400 pounds. I've lost 100 pounds before, I've gained it back, and I'm down like 20 or so pounds, but I should be a lot farther along. So, Live the Web Girl getting ready to go on vacation to Hawaii, wants to get it right, get it tight. And producer Pork Chop's like, man, my clothing is kind of getting tight. And it was like nice feeling about 2 months ago. They're like, hey, why don't we all do this together? Alex is just the skinniest fat person you'll ever meet, so she doesn't have to do anything.
There's no chance we're going to be able to get her to like do any sort of workout.
She's like, I'm dunking these nuggets.
Not
how about
even
that?
Try.
I'm judge. I'm keeping track of what you guys are doing.
Okay.
And I get to inflict punishment, which is a way more fun job.
Yeah, she's the executioner. So we started out the contest and we went over pretty much, I thought, all the rules last week, but apparently there's been some discussion that we haven't. Now, the way it worked before is we said, hey, you got to work out 4 times per week, and after your workout, you got to post it on our Joe and Alex Show Instagram. You can go follow us at Joe and Alex Show. That way we got proof you actually worked out.
And you guys started doing that yesterday.
Well, no, I started doing it like 3 days ago.
I've
been doing it
Friday.
A while ago.
I mean, everybody.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I did it for like 2 days. Then finally, Pork Chop, after I called him and Liv the Web Girl, he finally jumped in and did a walk? What did you do again?
Yes, I walked around the neighborhood.
Okay. And then.
Okay, Peepa.
That was his first workout. Joe's first out was yoga. Joe's second workout was yoga again.
Oh, what do you know? He did the same thing twice.
Yeah,
huh,
we never said anything
so
about it.
So you never said we couldn't do the same workout twice?
No.
Only about walking.
Only about walking.
Did
was
we
it
specifically
once?
Say
yes,
that?
That
you...
has been from the beginning.
But
we
like
have
specifically.
We did not say you couldn't walk twice.
Yes,
we
did.
True.
I literally, when I brought this up for the very first time in our boss's office, I literally said that walking could only count as one workout a week. And here's the thing too. In my life, I would never, a 30-minute walk is going to the mall. Let's be honest. Take a trip to the mall. That's the
it's
same thing.
It's not a real
thing.
Workout.
Hold on. Yes, it is. But if anybody right now is considering working out, it is a good starting point.
Yes.
A walk
yes.
is good for you.
Here is the thing. So the reason why I said a 30-minute walk once a week can be fine is because I know Joe is just getting back into working out. Pork Chop is just getting back into working out, and working out 4 days a week sounds very intimidating. And if you are starting off your workout journey, then a 30-minute walk once a week can be counted as a workout. I think so. Would I ever be like, oh, I'm trying to get in shape, let me go on a 30-minute walk? Hell no. Because
you should, though, because people can lose weight walking just 30 minutes a day.
Yeah, after 5 years.
So not true. No offense, but you don't know what you're talking about.
I could not, Joe, because there's no way that I could get my heart rate up enough to be able to actually burn any calories.
But you're close to being like physically like in peak condition.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm not that in shape, but I'm just saying I wouldn't.
So but then, we did say last week, we did say, Liv and I both said, and you guys all agreed, you can't walk more than once a day.
No, we didn't. I went through all the audio.
I mean, not once a day, more than once for the workout.
That's not true. I listened to all the audio, and here's the actual audio that I have. Hold on, I'll give you a chance to respond, but that's not true. Here's the actual audio.
But you guys need 4 days a week workout.
I'm not going to lie. I'm so confident, and I can't wait to just watch you guys do challenges every week.
Well, that's awkward because that's going to bite you in the butt right now because, Liv, you, first of all, your argument is that you can work out twice a day. That's what you did the other day.
Yes, 2 a days. And I'm not saying that like I recommend that.
That's not healthy.
What, 2 a days? Are you joking?
Every single athlete,
I used to do 2 a days in dance.
I know. Okay. Well, let's say that you're lazy. Like next week, and you're like, oh, I'm gonna do 3 workouts today.
No.
Are you gonna do 4 workouts in a day? Is that acceptable?
I don't think that should count. I don't think working out 4 times a day is healthy. I think if one day a week you do a 2 a day Absolutely. Especially if you have a lot going on that week and you can't plan. Absolutely, you should be able to.
833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. This is what we need to figure out. My personal opinion is this, and I want to know what people think about it. I think, Liv, I don't think it's fair for anybody to do two-a-day workouts, because then I could just get sweaty and change outfits. Like, oh man, I just got doing this. There's a chance somebody could lie. I'm not saying you lied. There were different parts in the day. But I'm saying it opens up the door. And I don't want that. No, you can work out twice if you want. But I say one day counts, no matter how many times you work out or activities that you do. Also, I think you should be able to do any activity, whether it's if you want to weightlift four times a week, you want to walk four times a week. I've been doing yoga. I still have to get my stuff in. I still could be eliminated, but I have today and tomorrow to do it.
Right.
I think that pork chop's still in this one with his walking. Okay. I don't think that's a punishment to be handed down. You, however, though, I think, Liv, for whatever reason, your busy schedule, you are going to have to face punishment on Wednesday.
All right.
Wow.
So I don't think, and here's what makes me mad too, also, is that, not actually mad, but like whatever.
No, get it out. It's cool. Therapy
is
time.
Is that we had, even if we did not reiterate, because we talked about this 4-day challenge thing, like I'm saying like 3 weeks leading up to actually going live on air about it. We're going to wait until after Thanksgiving, all this stuff.
Yep.
Every time we brought it up, I said, and a 30-minute walk can count as a workout for like 1 day a week. I said that a million times. Alex even remembers me saying it and even heard me saying it. And she never hears
on
or listens
air,
to everything.
On the air, on Wednesday, Alex said that one of them can be a 30-minute walk.
Yeah, one.
One of them.
Implying that, like, that's an example.
One of the ways to work out is.
Yes,
no,
precisely.
No, I meant
it as
days.
A rule.
Well, if you listen back, you'll hear. And wait, you know what? Hold on. I want to talk about your workout.
Okay.
So what did you do? Tell me.
So I ran 2 miles.
Okay.
In under a 10-minute mile pace.
And then
so
what was your second workout?
Yoga.
Okay. So now for your first workout, you said you ran 2 miles, right?
Yes.
And how long did that take you altogether?
That took me 19 minutes and 30 seconds.
19 minutes. You just clearly admitted to breaking the rules, because the rules were you had to work out for 30 minutes. You ran for 19
ridiculous.
Minutes,
this
that
is,
doesn't count.
This is
and
ridiculous.
You're out.
No, this is ridiculous.
Yes, no, the rules are work out for 30 minutes. And you've been saying
that
today.
I said a 30-minute walk. If you were going to be walking, you should not do it any less than
so
30
then
minutes.
I can
think a 2-mile run should count as a workout.
So
are you kidding? I would like to see either one of you all get your asses up and run 2 miles in 19 minutes and 30 seconds.
That.
You walked 1.7 miles, which isn't even 2 seconds, in 30 minutes.
Right. I was walking.
I did. I'm sorry, but that is not a freaking workout.
Okay,
you're
going to
call me out on my 2 miles in 19 right. minutes and 30
okay.
seconds, not a workout.
So I'll do 100 push-ups right now. Boom. There's my workout.
Fine. That's, yeah. Okay.
That's, really?
I mean, 100
we agreed, guys. Hold on.
It needs to be time.
I think that's so stupid. Because
but that's
I
what
do.
we agreed. Listen,
oh my gosh.
Whether you agree or
I'm
not,
I'm crazy.
I know you are, but Liv,
I
totally
not about
forgot.
The time.
Well,
it's
then
about
who's
the, quality.
The judge,
guys? Real quick, please. I'll
Liv
let you
is
talk.
Right.
Alex, she's wrong. Here's why she's wrong, and unfortunately, I'm right. That's great conditioning that you have there. But we agreed the basics of this competition was for simple workouts, and it was that you had to do an activity for 30 minutes four times a week.
No, that wasn't the thing. It was going to say,
Liv,
if you were going to walk. If you're going to walk or if
you're
just
those
going
days.
One of those days, then 30 minutes is a limit.
Because, that's for sure what we established.
And also, because do you know how many HIIT workouts I do? There is no HIIT workout that is 30 minutes long.
Well, then you better find a new workout because it looks like you only have one day of working out. I'm sorry that you failed.
Listen, Kylie on Twitter at Joan Alex Show says compromise. One walk. One, a walk only counts once a week. Two, 2 days don't count because the challenge was to work out four days a week, not four times.
I'm fine with that.
Sean says, at Joan Alex Show, remember guys, the human body is designed to walk all day nonstop. 30 minutes is not even burning 50 to 100 calories. That's not a workout.
I know, that's actually not burning 100 calories. You have to be running at
hold on a minute, let me finish.
Yeah, you gotta quit talking for a second. Calm down.
Sean
this
says,
doesn't count as a workout either for you.
Sean says, that's not a workout. You should walk an hour every day. Kayla says, I think a walk definitely counts. Rather, walking in or around areas or walking on a treadmill, even at an incline, and if someone lies, they're just cheating themselves. Everyone is different. Their bodies are different. I think as long as you're staying active, that should count. Mary is like, oh my God, everyone on Joan Alex Show is getting so heated now.
No, this isn't. Hold on. I think there's some people calling here. We might wrap it up in just 1 second. We'll address this on Wednesday, but I think we got some calls. So let me play a song real quick. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539.
The thing is, though, actually, we do need to, if we need to skip a song, I think we have to skip a song and take calls because we have have to address this now because on Wednesday is when the first punishment happens, not debating on what the rules are.
Let me regroup. Give me 3 minutes. If there's calls, there's calls. If not, we will have a final judgment on what's happening. It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Don't punch him, Liv. Liv, get back! Anna, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What did you want to say?
Okay, so I don't agree with Liv first because if she was to hire a personal trainer, right? Go spend her money with a personal trainer, and you were to tell a personal trainer, oh, by the way, I worked out twice this week, two in one day. I don't need you the third day. No.
I would never get you for 3 days. Here's the thing. I would never do that. I mean, if I'm talking realistically, I would never do that. And I would not consider just working out 2 days good enough or like what for twice in one day good enough for the week. I would never do that. But I'm saying as far as the challenge goes, I think that 2 days, I know plenty of trainers, actual personal trainers, because I work at a gym that do 2 days and they count them as two separate workouts. Do they still work out the other 4 days of the work week? Hell yeah, they do. They work out 6 days a week.
I think
they do count as two separate workouts.
This whole thing, and I'm not arguing necessarily that you're right or wrong, and Anna, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. The whole idea of this journey began and this competition where we brought in producer Porkchop and Liv, who also wanted to get in shape and try to lose some weight, was not like how intense can your workout be? It was just, hey, dang it, let's get active. I've been struggling myself, Joe, because I do good. Then I'd be falling off the wagon. It's like, let's establish some simple baseline things.
Yes.
Liv, you are the most athletic person that I know, whether you think you are or not.
That's true.
And it's right. Like, that's what we have to do because, I mean, if I would have known I could work out really, really intense for 5 minutes, I would have done that.
Okay, but
like,
I'm
who's the judge? Who is the judge to tell, oh, that workout you did for 15 and a half minutes was intense or not intense enough?
Well,
how do you know?
How do you know, what's intense?
Like, that's why we set 30 minutes. So whatever we do for 30 minutes.
Okay, so as we go on this discussion, I'm writing down the rules now. So I'm writing on my piece of paper right now. It says hashtag Joe's Journey Rules. The first rule that we can all agree on is you have to work out, it doesn't matter what order or whatever, but for 4 days before the next Joe's Journey, right?
Right.
Which is so, Wednesday through Tuesday.
So
two
a days don't count.
Okay, hold on a minute. Have to work out
four
different days.
Right.
Between
Wednesday and Tuesday.
Correct.
Okay.
That's the week.
All right.
All right. And then the second thing is
At least 30 minutes. I don't think that is right.
All right. So we don't put a time on it.
But that's what we originally based this whole thing on, Liv, was 30 minutes.
The only thing I used 30 minutes for was yoga and walking. To be able to get your heart rate up enough for it to be considered a workout, I think it needs to be 30 minutes for yoga, 30 minutes for walking.
You need to realize. Then don't do that. We're not talking about advanced NFL workouts here. We're talking about basic working out for people.
I know, but in HIIT, high intensity interval training is so easy for people to do, especially at home, and especially if they are crunched for time or have a tight schedule. It is 20 minutes. It's 15 to 20 minutes long, and it is a high intensity interval workout. I think that should count. We haven't decided that yet, Alex.
So hold on. Carolyn, you're on
the
show.
What
is this right here? Hold on. I want to see what Liv has to say about all this. What'd you say?
But you guys need 4 days a week workout.
I'm not going to lie. I'm so confident. Oh, my
gosh.
I can't wait to just watch you guys do challenges every week.
I'm just so frustrated so much right now.
Well, I would be too.
For so many reasons.
She's going to start crying.
All right, no. Carolyn, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you want to say?
I agree with Joe and Porkchop.
Yes.
On what?
Any movement is an improvement. And being
How long are we going to keep saying that, though?
I mean, I don't care.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. Let's write down in the rules, a walk can only be considered a workout for 1 day of the week.
No, but Liv, I'm 400 pounds. I can't do what you're doing.
In your entire body when you're walking. Your heart rate's going up, movement. That is a workout.
Liv wants me, and that's fine if you guys have a replacement. You want it to be the Liv and Alex Show.
No.
But when I drop dead from a high-intensity workout, that's fine. But you're going to have to replace me.
If you do yoga 3 times a week and then walk 1 time a week, I'm completely okay with that.
Any movement is improvement.
Yeah, but for how long? For 10 years? Because he's never, he wants, Joe has a goal of losing 100 pounds. He'll never do it at that point.
Hold on, you sound like we're on The View. One at a time here. Thank you, Carolyn, for calling in. Please, you can all talk.
Okay, well, also, I want to know when I can bring up our Instagram votes, because we are
doing... Do it right now. Go ahead. The mic is yours. Instagram votes what?
So, I said that Porkchop's walk, second walk for 30 minutes should not count. And I put it up on Instagram to let the people vote. Do they think it should count? Because... We had said, and 66% of people said, no, your second walk should not count.
What?
Yes. Which one? You could have worked out another time yesterday. You could have gone on a jog last night.
But a jog counts,
also,
everyone.
And then he put, should Liv be eliminated for the two-a-day workout?
Yes.
And 63% say no, she shouldn't be eliminated.
But your own boyfriend, Jewel Daddy, said you should.
That's true. Jewel Daddy voted against you.
That was a mistake.
Dan, Joe, Dan is calling you out on Twitter at Joe and Alex Show. He says, Joe, walking only counts if you've been bedridden for years. Walking my dog for 30 minutes is not a workout, LOL.
No, it is. I did the 30-minute walk. That is a workout.
You guys are discouraging.
Hold on.
Can I talk real quick?
Go ahead.
You guys are discouraging so many people right now listening to the Joe and Alex Show. They're like, well, all I can do is like walk 30 minutes.
Yeah,
that's
here's Joe's. Everybody gets a trophy mentality.
No, that's not even true, Alex. See, you don't even. The thing is, you don't know what you're talking about. And that's what bothers me. It's like, it's cool you're the skinniest fat person in the world, self-described. That's great. But you never work out. You don't do anything. You couldn't even do a bar class.
Yeah, get on my sloth life level. Who cares about working out?
I do. I'd like to live and not die. If somebody wants to walk for 30 minutes four times a week, I think it's just 30 minutes of activity. Liv, if you want to go high intensity, good. Do it 30 minutes that day.
No.
Agreed.
Are you kidding me? You can't do high intensity workouts for 30 minutes straight.
Chris, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's up, bud?
Hey, I just wanted to talk, and you were saying that you had a goal of losing 100 pounds, and it's going to be a lot simpler for you to do than for someone like Alex to continue to get an even better shape.
I think if Alex lost 100 pounds, she'd be gone.
Negative. She'd be negative 2 pounds.
Yeah, I'm not participating in this.
Right, but walking 30 minutes, I mean, there's a lot of variance in that. If you're going to walk faster from the couch to the refrigerator to get another chocolate bar or whatever,
Twinkie,
than you are walking around the cul-de-sac, that's not going to work. So
yeah.
If you're walking and you still have the ability to talk at a normal rate and you're not breathing hard,
it's not
you
a
might
workout.
As well just get back on the couch.
Chris, I talk for a living and I'm out of breath doing it, okay? Everything for me is a workout.
Okay, here's where I think we should wrap this up on. Zach, first of all, says on Twitter, any movement is improvement. He says, saying that any movement is improvement is the same as getting a participation trophy. What's the point if you don't challenge yourself? And Kirsten said, girl, just run 2 miles and then walk for 10 minutes. It's only 10 more minutes of working out. And Madison says, Joe, Liv, and Porkchop need to buck up. You guys need to just have Alex make the rules and get over yourselves, or you're always just going to keep arguing. We're never going to solve this. So I agree. I think I should just make these rules.
Okay,
you can't make rules for the competition if you don't understand.
We need a health person to make the rules.
Okay, you know what?
No, because I don't think it needs to be that intense. I'm just going to say.
I can maybe ask one of my friends who's a personal trainer at the gym that I work out to maybe help with the rules.
No, see, we can't do that because we have to get this figured out now because we have this coming up on Wednesday morning.
Fine. We'll post the rules at the end of the show on Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. Also, are we going by the vote?
I was going to say was for the rules, you have to work out 4 different days between Wednesday and Tuesday. 2 days don't count. You can't walk for more than 1 day as one of your workouts. And you have to post some sort of proof on Instagram.
Okay. So that's my rules. Perfect. Are eliminated.
Perfect. No, because I said if we're going off.
She
by
still
the,
has today and tomorrow.
If we're going off by the Instagram votes, are we going off by the Instagram votes?
No, that was just an opinion. That doesn't mean
anything.
She
just said it's in the rules that you have to work out 4 days.
Well, she just made these rules. We just established that.
Liv, listen.
So going forward.
No, no, hold on.
All right, fine.
Liv, I think you should face punishment on Wednesday.
All right, fine. I'll pay his face punishment, and then Porkchop has to, too. Because he walked. It's in the rules. She literally
That's
just
true.
Said it's
All
in right, the rules.
All right, listen. We will, as Liv mentioned, follow us on Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. We will have a table after the show. We will table this and we will talk. And the results will be posted today of what's happening. We'll find out, is Liv the web girl? Is producer Porkchop going to face punishment? I think the takeaway from this, guys, is that I, Joe, on Joe's Journey, am the only one that actually is working out.
Someone on our Instagram said Liv Karras equals most annoying person on the air.
Have they heard Alex?
Well, hey, I'm also the fittest person on the air, so I'm sorry I'm passionate about something.
Awkward.
It's the Joe and Alex show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Kid Rock was relieved of his duties as Grand Marshal of Nashville's 2018 Christmas Parade this past Saturday. Parade organizers filled Kid Rock's spot with James Shaw Jr. You might remember him. He was the Waffle House hero this year. He's the guy who thwarted a mass shooting in Nashville in April. Well, Kid got removed because of some comments he made about Joy Behar from The View while he was on Fox and Friends on Friday.
People need to calm down, get a little less politically correct. You know, love everybody except, I'd say, screw that Joy Behar. Everybody.
No. Cannot say that.
I mean, lady.
We apologize for that.
And Joy Behar ended up responding to him saying that on The View.
Did he say to call me a b-?
Yes.
All I can say is this b- and these b- will be happy to have you on the show and have a beer.
He should do it. I think he should go on, for sure.
I think it brings up a good point, too, of conversation with people. You can disagree with people, but when you start name-calling, which is so common nowadays, it takes away from you.
Yeah, it totally undermines your argument.
Just state your opinion, what you got, and you don't have to call a name in the process.
Singer and actor Nick Jonas and actress Priyanka Chopra are married. The couple tied the knot in India on Saturday. Guests included Joe Jonas and his fiancée Sophie Turner, Kevin Jonas and his wife Danielle, the groom's youngest brother Frankie and his parents. Jonas and Chopra got engaged back in July after only 2 months of dating, and they celebrated their new marriage with a cricket game. The actress went head-to-head with the singer as their wedding parties, Team Bride and Team Groom, battled it out during a friendly match. So,
how do you play cricket? Like,
I don't know. It's some kind of, like, it reminds me of Alice in Wonderland, right? You have a little hammer thing, like, you hit the ball.
You just find them in the weeds? I mean, how's that work?
It's kind of like baseball. But, like, there's also, like, it's kind of like baseball and pickle. You know the game Pickle?
Never heard of it.
Oh, yeah. We try to get the person out in between. Yeah.
It's kind of like baseball and pickle.
Okay, now I'm hungry.
Valerie Haney, a former member of the Church of Scientology, explained her escape from the church on this week's premiere of Leah Remini, Scientology and the Aftermath. She revealed some pretty juicy stuff about Scientology member Tom Cruise. Haney was a member of Scientology's Inner Elite Sea Org for 22 years. I don't know what that is. I guess a section of it. Haney claims that she was in charge of a church program that auditioned women to be Cruise's girlfriend, saying it absolutely happened. The girlfriend auditioning for Cruise by the church is a rumor that has circulated for years, with a lot of people speculating that Cruise's ex-wife Katie Holmes actually won the role in that competition. A rep for the church responded and said the Church of Scientology states that Valerie Haney is outright lying and making up stories as part of her employment for Leah Remini. The church also published a video titled Valerie Haney, Leah's Paid Liar. They are all psychopaths. The Church of Scientology is scary. And Taylor Swift's Reputation Stadium Tour broke the record for the highest grossing U.S. tour, ranking in $266.1 million and selling over 2 million tickets. The Rolling Stones held the previous record when they made $245 million from their A Bigger Bang tour in 2005 to 07. The Stones made that amount with 70 shows, while Swift did it in only 38. Let's go! My fave is a queen! She's a rule breaker! Record breaker! Let's go, Taylor! That's the garbage.
So do you like Taylor Swift?
Not really.
Okay, I didn't think so. Thank you very much, Alex. Hey, coming up in about 6 minutes here on the Joe and Alex show, Alex met a listener and she told her that she's giving her toddlers this. Yeah, we'll find out what you think about that coming up here on the Joe and Alex show on Radio Now. It's a Monday Music Marathon. We definitely are going to be hearing from you after you hear what happened with Alex and a listener this past weekend. So you're out doing errands or just hanging out. What happened?
Yeah, I went to the mall a couple times over the weekend, just starting to get my Christmas shopping underway. Mm-hmm. And when I was in the food court eating, this woman came up to me and started talking to me, and she loves the show and said a bunch of really nice things about the show. And so I just saw that she had kids with her. So I was like, oh, are you so excited? You know, what did you ask Santa for Christmas and all this? And the mom said, well, I told Santa what they want for Christmas. And I was like, oh, yeah, well, what'd you tell him? And she's like, well, I told Santa to bring them cardboard boxes. And I thought she was kidding at first, but she was like dead serious. And I was like, well, what do you mean? She's like, well, you know, kids, a lot of times they get all these toys and then they don't really play with them. They love playing, you know, just in empty boxes of toys. And I was just like, yeah, I mean, I've seen that before. And I was like, so your kids don't like to play toys? She's like, no, my kids like playing with toys, but I just figured this year, save a little money, tell Santa to save time, give other kids presents, and that my kids can just have some cardboard boxes. And her kids were, they were toddler preschool age, so they weren't babies. They definitely would be able to appreciate and be excited about opening gifts for Christmas. You know what I mean? So I just thought that was shocking, but she just brought up like, well, kids, I think, will be happy either way. They don't know what they don't have. So if Santa doesn't bring my kids presents, they're not going to know the difference anyway. I'm just going to have them open empty boxes and be like, yay, play with your boxes.
But is that what they asked Santa for? Like, did they ask Santa? Hey, can
I don't
I
know
have...
that they've necessarily asked for anything. She just told me she went ahead and told Santa.
Oh, okay.
Get it? Well... So that made me think, man, this woman is either the smartest mom ever. She's, you know, getting with Santa to save some money for Christmas. And she's, you know, coming up with a less high maintenance idea for gifts to do with Santa. Or she is the meanest mom ever.
I would have to say she's the meanest mom ever. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. This mom is just terrible. This is what I think of when you tell me this story.
I'm getting nothing for Christmas.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what his mom sounds like.
Mommy and Daddy
are cheap.
I'm getting nothing for Christmas.
And that's what I was wondering. If the kids were bad, then yeah, the mom should tell Santa, hey, Santa, they might be on your naughty list.
She didn't say that they were bad. She just said, let's just do something more simple, Santa. Let's just do boxes.
All right, 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Is this a smart mom, or is she kind of being a mean one? Is she being a little bit of a Grinch? We'll find out what you think next on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Ashley, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you think?
I think this mom is amazing. I agree with her.
No way.
Absolutely. I have a 1-year-old daughter, and when I tell you, my condo is ran over, it's run over with thousands of toys. Oh, let me tell you what she plays with. All the bags, all the boxes. She doesn't play with the toys. She looks at them for a second, but she's running towards the cardboard boxes and the things that make noise, which is plastic. Bad, things of that nature.
Wow, Ashley, I can't believe that. By the way, we're putting you on the naughty list for being on speakerphone or Bluetooth because it's impossible to hear you. But thank you for calling in this morning. Let's talk to Destiny. She is on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you think? Is this like a really smart mom or kind of a mean move?
This really is kind of like a real mean mom. I really believe in the joy of Christmas. So at least maybe buy the kids at least one present apiece. I mean, they're just kids.
Right. I mean, that's what I was thinking.
The joy of Christmas is supposed to be the smile on your kids' face when they open up presents on Christmas time. So I really think this is just really a mean move.
All right. Hey, thank you, Destiny, for calling in. Now, Liv, the web girl, you've got, three sisters and their parents. I mean, do they do anything like this?
No, so they definitely shower all their children with gifts, and my parents, their grandparents do. But honestly, I think this is kind of smart. I mean, I don't have kids, so I really don't know. But I will say the past 3 Christmases, my nieces and nephews had played with the boxes and the wrapping paper and bows way more than the toys.
This is just because you don't want to have to spend the money of yours to buy them a gift. I mean, be honest here. It's a cop-out. Brittany, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. You heard the story. Is this mom really smart, or is she kind of like the Grinch?
No, I think she's really smart. So growing up, my parents, like, we didn't have a lot of money, but they always ended up splurging and getting me toys. But I always ended up playing with the boxes instead. That's probably, like, my favorite memory. My parents and I would sit around, and we would, like, turn the boxes into houses and little cars and make, like, little villages and stuff. And we just cleaned out an entire third floor of our attic of all of my toys growing up that I barely remember playing with.
Interesting. So you think this was smart of this mom to tell Santa to do this?
Oh, absolutely.
Wow.
I don't think that she's not going to get them a gift at all. Like, I'm sure that...
That's what she said.
You got to think about it. There's somebody else in the family who's getting them something.
All right.
They're going to get something for Christmas.
I hope you're right.
Even if it's just a box, come on. They get to have the memory of playing with all their siblings.
It's terrible.
Maybe it's going to be like a living gingerbread house.
Let me tell you something. When I was 3 years old, my parents didn't have a lot of money, and they gave me an orange under the tree, and I was pissed, and I'm still pissed.
I was going to say, is that why? Okay, now it all makes sense.
That's all that happened. That's all they gave. They said, sorry, Santa couldn't bring you any toys, and this is all that you get for mom and dad. That's it.
Is that why you hate fruit so much?
That's also why I hate fruit.
We definitely are going to be hearing from you after you hear what happened with Alex and a listener this past weekend. So you're out doing errands or just hanging out. What happened?
Yeah, I went to the mall a couple times over the weekend, just getting starting to get my Christmas shopping underway. Mm-hmm. And when I was in the food court eating, this woman came up to me and started talking to me, and she loves the show and said a bunch of really nice things about the show. And so I just saw that she had kids with her. So I was like, oh, are you so excited? You know, what did you ask Santa for Christmas and all this? And the mom said, well, I told Santa what they want for Christmas. And I was like, oh, yeah, well, what'd you tell him? And she's like, well, I told Santa to bring them cardboard boxes. And I thought she was kidding at first, but she was like dead serious. And I was like, well, what do you mean? She's like, well, you know, kids, a lot of times they get all these toys and then they don't really play with them. They love playing, you know, just in empty boxes of toys. And I was just like, yeah, I mean, I've seen that before. And I was like, so your kids don't like to play toys? She's like, no, my kids like playing with toys, but I just figured this year, save a little money, tell Santa to save time, give other kids presents, and that my kids can just have some cardboard boxes. And her kids were toddler preschool age, so they weren't babies. They definitely would be able to appreciate and be excited about opening gifts for Christmas. You know what I mean? So I just thought that was shocking, but she just brought up like, well, kids, I think, will be happy either way. They don't know what they don't have. So if Santa doesn't bring my kids presents, they're not going to know the difference anyway. I'm just going to have them open empty boxes and be like, yay, play with your boxes.
But is that what they asked Santa for? Like, did they ask Santa? Hey, I don't know
that they've necessarily asked for anything. She just told me she went ahead and told Santa.
Oh, okay.
Get it? Well, so that made me think, man, this woman is either the smartest mom ever. She's, you know, getting with Santa to save some money for Christmas. And she's, you know, coming up with a less high maintenance idea for gifts to do with Santa. Or she is the meanest mom ever.
I would have to say she's the meanest mom ever. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. This mom is just terrible. This is what I think of when you tell me this story.
I'm getting nothing for Christmas.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what his mom sounds like.
Mommy and Daddy
are cheap.
I'm getting nothing for Christmas. 'Cause I ain't been nothing but
And that's what I was wondering. If the kids were bad, then yeah, the mom should tell Santa, hey, Santa, they might be on your naughty list.
She didn't say that they were bad. She just said, let's just do something more simple, Santa. Let's just do boxes.
All right, 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Is this a smart mom, or is she kind of being a mean one? Is she being a little bit of a Grinch? We'll find out what you think next on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Ashley, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you think?
I think this mom is amazing. I agree with her.
No way.
Absolutely. I have a 1-year-old daughter, and when I tell you, my condo is ran over, it's run over with thousands of toys. Oh, let me tell you what she plays with. All the bags, all the boxes. She doesn't play with the toys. She looks at them for a second, but she's running towards the cardboard boxes and the things that make noise, which is plastic. Bad things of that nature.
Wow, Ash, I can't believe that. By the way, we're putting you on the naughty list for being on speakerphone or Bluetooth because it's impossible to hear you. But thank you for calling in this morning. Let's talk to Destiny. She is on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you think? Is this like a really smart mom or kind of a mean move?
This really is kind of like a real mean mom. I really believe in the joy of Christmas. So at least maybe buy the kids at least one present apiece. I mean, they're just kids.
Right.
I mean,
that's what I was thinking.
The joy of Christmas is supposed to be the smile on your kids' face when they open up presents on Christmas time. So I really think that's just really a mean move.
All right. Hey, thank you, Destiny, for calling in. Now, Liv, the web girl, you've got, three sisters and their parents. I mean, do they do anything like this?
No, so they definitely shower all their children with gifts, and my parents, their grandparents do. But honestly, I think this is kind of smart. I mean, I don't have kids, so I really don't know. But I will say, the past three Christmases, my nieces and nephews had played with the boxes and the wrapping paper and bows way more than the toys.
This is just because you don't want to have to spend the money of yours to buy them a gift. I mean, be honest here. It's just it's a cop-out. Brittany, you're on the Joe and Alex show. You heard the story. Is his mom really smart, or is she kind of like the Grinch?
No, I think she's really smart. So growing up, my parents, like, we didn't have a lot of money, but they always ended up splurging and getting me toys. But I always ended up playing with the boxes instead. That's probably, like, my favorite memory. My parents and I would sit around, and we would, like, turn the boxes into houses and little cars and make, like, little villages and stuff. And we just cleaned out an entire third floor of our attic of all my toys growing up that I barely remember playing with.
Interesting. So you think this was smart of this mom to tell Santa to do this?
Oh, absolutely.
Wow.
I don't think that she's not going to get them a gift at all. Like, I'm sure that...
Well, that's what she said.
You got to think about it. There's somebody else in the family who's getting them something.
All right.
They're going to get something for Christmas.
I hope you're right.
Even if it's just a box, come on. They get to have the memory of playing with all their siblings.
It's terrible.
Maybe it's going to be like a live-in gingerbread house.
Let me tell you something. When I was 3 years old, my parents didn't have a lot of money, and they gave me an orange under the tree, and I was pissed, and I'm still pissed.
I was going to say, is that why? Okay, now it all makes sense.
That's all that happened. That's all they gave. They said, sorry, Santa couldn't bring you any toys, and this is all that you get for mom and dad. That's it.
Is that why you hate fruit so much?
That's also why I hate fruit.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
Is New Mexico a country or a state? Well, that should be a pretty simple question. If you're wondering, it's a state.
Yeah.
It's not a country. Mexico's a country.
I knew that.
Okay. You took a while when I asked you a second ago. Well, this is today's dummy of the day. A New Mexico couple applying for a marriage license. They moved to Washington, D.C. They had to prove that New Mexico was a state to the clerk, who thought, oh, no. That's a foreign country.
Okay. Let's not put clerks in positions that don't even know what our states are.
When the guy showed the clerk his New Mexico driver's license, she told him he needed an international passport to get the marriage license because, as you all know, New Mexico's a country.
Can you not say license?
What?
Say license.
License.
Okay, you've said license every time.
Well, I've been drinking, so when I drink in the morning, sometimes I slur my words. I don't call you out when you hit the bottle. Jeez.
No, I'm just making sure.
But he showed her the New Mexico driver's license. She told him he needed an international passport to get the marriage license. When he talked... Shut up! I did not slur it again!
I know, it's just funny. Now you're stressing it.
I'm trying to do my best job here for people. You guys are going to be the dummy of the day in a second for making me cry. He talked to a supervisor. He was still told he needed an international passport. The clerk finally realized, wait a minute, New Mexico was a state, after the guy attempted to convince her three more times.
That is so stupid.
See, this would never happen to me, not because I would think that New Mexico's country, because that probably would happen to me, but I'm like never the employee that like tries to correct something that might seem fishy or wrong.
Yeah, you're too lazy. You're just like, yeah, we'll let this slide.
Well, I always just figure that like I'm doing something wrong, or like I'm not noticing something.
The court system said the clerk worked for said they regret the error and the slight delay it caused the person. Fun fact, New Mexico was admitted into the United States as a state back in 1912.
Wow.
That person right there? That's your dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now. Sad news. You probably heard this and seen a lot about it online, but on Friday we lost a great man. George Herbert Walker Bush passed away at the age of 94. Here's a little tribute we wanted to play for you this morning here on the Joe and Alex Show.
I want a kinder and gentler nation. A new world order can emerge. A new era.
This will not stand, this aggression against Kuwait.
A brilliant diversity, spread like stars, like 1,000 points of light in a broad and peaceful sky.
The world mourns the loss of former President of the United States, George Herbert Walker Bush.
Read my lips.
Born in Milton, Massachusetts, he enlisted in the armed forces on his 18th birthday, becoming the youngest pilot in the Navy when he earned his wings, and flying 58 combat missions during World War II. Graduating from Yale after the war, he eventually followed his father into politics.
I do not fear what is ahead, for our problems are large, but our heart is larger.
Serving in Texas, then the House of Representatives, then earning appointments as U.S. Ambassador to the UN and Director of the CIA, among others.
The President-elect of the United States, George Herbert Walker Bush.
After serving two terms as Vice President under Ronald Reagan, he was elected President, the first serving VP to be elected to the office in over 150 years in 1988.
I, George Herbert Walker Bush, do solemnly swear that I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States. So help me God.
In a term defined by his foreign policy, President George Bush earned record approval ratings at one point, but was ultimately defeated in his bid for re-election in 1992. He was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the nation's highest civilian honor, in 2009.
We honor George Herbert Walker Bush for service to America that spanned nearly 70 years. As president, he expanded America's promise to new immigrants. He reduced nuclear weapons. He built a broad international coalition to expel a dictator from Kuwait, ending the Cold War without firing a shot.
We remember our 41st president, George Herbert Walker Bush.
God bless the United States of America.
What an amazing man. We have a photo up, too. If you haven't seen it, you should check it out on our Joe and Alex Show Instagram. It's his service dog that he had, Sully. It's him in his casket draped by the American flag, and Sully's laying down there, you know, saying kind of mission accomplished right there, serving him out. So you can see this really touching photo on our Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9. Man, tomorrow's show is going to be insane. We're going to have Joe Wants to Know. It's where I usually have two or three questions that I just want answers to. Alex thinks all my questions are dumb, but you call in, so we keep on doing it. Also, tomorrow around that time, are we going to have a finalized thing here for the rules for Joe's Journey?
I hope so.
It's Joe's Journey's challenge. It's me, producer Porkchop, Liv the Web Girl. We're arguing about the rules.
Yeah, I posted the rules. I posted the rules on Instagram at Joe and Alex Show for our Joe's Journey Challenge. And I need you to just comment and say if this looks fine to you. And then tomorrow we'll just have you quickly vote and say, based on, you know, all of our arguing and all these different things, we can't decide who is the loser this week for our workout challenge.
So we're only having
between Liv the Web Girl and Porkchop, and according to your votes, who is going to be doing the punishment?
I don't get it on Wednesday.
I think we both should have to do it. I don't think it should be one or the other. I think if one person has to do it, both of us have to do it because we both kind of bent the rules a little bit.
Well, the thing about radio is we don't have time to film both of you doing a different challenge.
We do it at the same time.
Yeah, we can't do that. So it's got to be only one person, unfortunately.
Rock, paper, scissors.
So then from now on, if like to say that like next week, if Porkchop and Joe both don't do it, then only one of them has to do the challenge.
I don't know. I guess that's part of the rules we got to figure out. See, it's very confusing.
We gotta figure
this
stuff
is
out.
Too
you
much
what?
For me. It's so annoying.
This comes down to you two failing pretty much. You're putting an Alex and I in a bad position.
This is why I don't work out, because I don't want to deal with this crap.
Yep. So thanks, guys, for being lazy.
Sorry.
I'm not sorry, so.
I feel like I was wrong. But.
Okay, thanks, Demi Lovato. All right, hey, guys, that will do it today for the Joe and Alex Show. Chances coming up around 12 o'clock today. Your chance to win some more Santa Slam tickets. Get your tickets now at RadioNowIndy.com. If you missed anything on the show, go to JoeAndAlexShow.com. You can see all of our blogs, including Murder Monday. The podcasts are up there, and we have like 100 different ways now that you can subscribe and follow the Joe and Alex Show. Make sure whatever way you get your audio, doesn't matter how, make sure you give us a subscription, a little 5-star review. We appreciate that. All right, Alex, Live the Web Girl, Porkchop, let's get out of here. Let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.